You're listening to the Escapology Podcast.
Escapology Podcast.
At www.escapology.com.
Escapology.com.
With your host, John Oranya, where he'll talk about how you can start your own business and make more money so you can escape your corporate job. Here now is your business coach, John Oranya.
Hello, this is John Arana, and this is the first episode of our podcast here in Escapology.com, where we will be talking about business startup strategies, how to run, have your own business, have a better life so you can escape or quit your 8-to-5 job or 9-to-5 job or whatever. Back in 1999, I was also an employee after graduating, and I was a web designer. But just after 2 years of working in a corporate world, I already saw how limited my income is and opportunities from the corporate world. So from there on, kind of starting to hate, you know, Mondays and hoping that, you know, every day will be a Friday. Hopefully tomorrow will be Saturday and all this kind of thing going through my mind. And but I'm not sure where I would like to go with what I want to be. Because, you know, in this world, it's about finishing your degree and get a job. And then not too long after that, I was given or was advised by a friend to get a copy of this tiny book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki, where he talks about money and business and entrepreneurship. And it made me realize, where am I? And also, that book helped me to see where I want to go and what I really want to be. And that was back in summer in 2002. So from there, I realized, you know what? I would like to be an entrepreneur. I would like to have more potential, more opportunities to explore things, to improve better, to make more money, to build businesses, and help other people also to do the same. So after that, I started different startup business, failed for most of them. I never really had a success. I joined different business opportunities, but none of them really had a success. And, you know, there was a point in my life that I decided, you know what, I'm going to quit my job and I'm going to start, you know, have a full-time business. Or rather be in a full-time business. Unfortunately, my immaturity, lack of experience, my emotion was too high. That led me to lose more than maybe 2.5 million pesos with that. And I was humbled and humiliated by what happened. So, you know, I have bills, I have family, I have bills to pay. So I went back to employment, get a job, and from there, I started to have sort of my safe escape plan, whereas I would like to have a business where I can start part-time and slowly and gradually learn things, so someday that this part-time will bring me the full-time income that I'm looking for. So, you know, it's a practical and low-risk approach in business that will give me safe transition from employment to entrepreneurship. So I made some sacrifices, learned a lot about business, studied a lot of successful entrepreneurs and how they succeeded. So while working on my part-time business, this business actually started to make money to a point of making about $5,000 or roughly about 250,000 pesos a month. And after that, I'm still like what I'm doing with my situation. So I scaled up, I hired two people to scale up my business and systematize things until this part-time business started to make 10,000 and over half a million a month. And back then I was still employed. So imagine that you still have the benefits of being a full-time employee, then yet you have a part-time business that makes you twice or thrice of my income back then. And then I'm still employed. So it was just an amazing feeling, an amazing strategy that I had. And I just paid up all my debts back then after being in a serious debt because of my past failures. So I paid it all and then, you know, just quit my job. And that's what is Capology.com right now is. That's why I started blogging, and this first episode of podcast is to help you, those who are in corporate, those who are in a corporate world, that they know that they hate what they're doing, they're making miserable income. Now, some people I know, they're making good, a good income, but still they hate their job, right? So, and my belief is life is too short for you to waste your life in a job that you hate. Life is too short for you to drag your feet every morning going to work that you hate, you know. And we have to see and we have to understand that, and that's why here in Escapology.com I'll be talking for the next couple of episodes about how to, you can start up your business, what kind of mindset you should have, and also be sharing some of my information or insights and advice on my blog. So you may want to also check out my blog. So in this episode, after my short story that I told you, because I know you guys, not a lot of people, or not many of you rather, know who am I and my background. That's why I just shared it to you. And today we will be talking about two concepts that I believe that you have to understand, that for you to be able to escape your job, that you have to think differently. If you've tried, if you had a past business before or joined other business opportunities and stuff like that, you have to see things differently. You have to realize that successful entrepreneurs think differently like most people. And one of the things I would like to give you is the concept of being a part-time entrepreneur rather than a sideliner. And let me explain to you the difference between the two. The sideliner is like a lot of you or in corporate job would like also to have their own business, but they are primarily driven by information around them. So meaning these are the typical person who start businesses and then after 6 months they have a new one and they have, say, you know, a sideline business here and there. They have a different sideline business in December for Christmas. They have a different sideline business, say, on Mother's Day. They have different business opportunities, you know. They join this multi-level marketing, then after a year they'll join another one, and then they hop in, hop out from different business opportunities and business, this is different businesses. And this is not how you're going to escape your job. This is not how you start a business that will lead you to be freedom or to have a freedom or to have more income. What you want to do is start, or what I call, a part-time entrepreneur. These are the entrepreneur who from the very beginning is there to have and build a serious business that will give them the serious income and the financial freedom and the freedom from work or job that they really hate. And that's what kind of thinking that you want to have. You want to be a part-time entrepreneur. Well, you will start just one business, focus on it, make it successful, make it big, to reach a point where it's big enough for you to replace your job without you worrying about job security and all those kind of stuff, though job security is really just an illusion. So one of the things, the difference between an entrepreneur, a part-time entrepreneur, and the sideliners is how they see themselves. The sideliners, as I've said, they look around for new hottest fad business opportunities available, so they keep seeking information outside, while a part-time entrepreneur starts seeking inside of them. They start to seek who they are, what resources, passion, skills, talent, network, resources that they have that they can use in a new business and new ventures. So they start with themselves before they go outside while the sideliner starts from the outside and try to make it work. So that's not how part-time entrepreneur is. So if you're gonna look, read, or rather research a history of successful entrepreneurs like Ricky Reyes you know who Ricky Reyes is, right? He owns a lot of salons. And say Socorro Ramos of National Bookstores is the same thing. If you're gonna read the history and background of these people, they didn't really hop in and hop out from different business opportunities. If they did, if ever they did that, you will see that their success began when they start to realize that where their strength is and use that in their business. So you have to start from within you and find the right business. You have to be able to use your strength to succeed in business, because in business there will always be obstacle, there will always be challenges. And if you're playing a game where your strength is not in there, or where you're not very good really at it, your chances of success is slim to none. So the question is, what if I already have a business and made me realize that my strengths already is not in there, right? Then I have to tell you this, that you can still succeed in a business where your strength is not in there, but it will be harder for you to succeed in that. And if you don't have a lot of experience and resources and capital, it will be a big challenge for you, right? So you have to start within yourself, search within yourself. That is a first step to be a part-time entrepreneur. Quit listening to the latest business opportunities and fad being offered in magazine or by your friends or in television that offers you this and that. Invest just X amount of money, but eventually you will just lose it. Eventually, you know, you won't succeed in that. Because as I've said, you know, you have to find your strength first. And that's basically the main point for this episode of Escapology Podcast. I hope you guys learned something. I hope you guys that you will be stopped for a while. Think through about life. Think through about your past, your experience, your skills, your passion. What excites you the most? What skills do you have? What network of people do you have? What kind of resources? If you feel you don't have money, what kind of resources that you have right now? And think about this for the next couple of days, if not weeks. Jot it down, put it in a notebook, and then after you've sort of distilled all this information, this will give you more solid information about yourself, and from there you'll be able to find what is the right business for you that you can run part-time so you can make more money and replace the job that you hate. That's all for today. Again, this is John Rana. Have a great day.